Quick note, we ran out of ones on that board up there, so direct yourself to the bulletin or this board over here for the hymns after hymn 122. Too many 11s in there. You may rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
And those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord.
Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear.
Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, behold, I have come.
In the scroll of this book it is written of me.
I desire to do your will, O my God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say
unto
you, great is the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to God on high,
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Circumcision and Naming of Jesus is taken from Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is taken from Galatians, the 3rd chapter. Now before faith came, we were all held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. This is the word of the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I will put my law into their minds. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. And at the end of the 8th days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. Here endeth the Gospel.
Praise be to thee.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the kingdom shall have no end. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Old Testament for this reading is the giving of the Aaronic benediction, a text that you are all very familiar with because it is the blessing that we use to end most of our services. And we do so for good reason. And we also have this text assigned for our New Year's Day meditation for good reason. As we transition from one year to another, and we think of the ways that the world changes around us, and my goodness, doesn't it change? The news cycle seems to change daily, and when we get a little bit more perspective, it is even more jarring. At least it is for me. I'm always struck when I'm speaking to our shut-ins, such as Pauline or Amy, how profoundly the world has changed in the span of one single human lifetime. The world that they were born into and that they describe when they describe their childhoods is almost unrecognizable to me from my experience. And of course, it is not just the world around us that is changing. We can also reflect on the ways that we have changed over the years. And New Year's is a good time for us to do that, to be reflective and take stock, to remember the challenges of the past year and the past years, and the mercies of God that have brought us through those challenges, and the ways that we have failed in our walk with the Lord and in our walk with our neighbor, and the need for God's grace, and to look forward as well to do better in the new year, better in our service to God and our service to our neighbor for the year to come. And as we do this, we continually recognize the change. That Heraclitus was not wrong when he observed that a man cannot step in the same river twice. So as we ring in the new year and our minds naturally move to consider the changes in life Janice faced, we remember the past and look back to the way things were, and we look forward to the future. I want to consider, and I want you to ponder for just a moment, this benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This blessing has been spoken and pronounced over the assembly of God's people from the time of Moses until our own day. Before knights and castles, before Vikings and longships, before there was an emperor in Rome, before even the mythical founders of Rome, Romulus and Remus, before the Greeks set sail for Troy, before even man knew how to excavate iron and make it into tools, this blessing has been spoken over God's people. For millennia, from Sinai's desert to the fields here in Wilshire, Ohio, in this way the Lord has blessed his people and placed his name upon them. And so what a wonderful way to begin the new year, with the blessing of the eternal and unchanging God. And how fitting a blessing it is, because for Israel, this blessing marked a transition. After God had delivered the people of Israel from their bondage in Egypt, after he had made his covenant with them, he gives them this blessing as a gift to mark their new identity, the identity that is found in his name. By the impression and imposition of this blessing on the people, they are established as those who and in whose midst God will dwell in the tabernacle and in the ark, who will receive his grace and be God's mediators, his priestly nation, to the rest of the nations of the world. And so let us consider this blessing. In Leviticus 9, we see that to give the blessing, Aaron would lift up his arms, hands outstretched and facing towards the people, prefiguring the cross by which all people will be saved, and pronounce the blessing that will be fulfilled in Christ. But we're getting ahead of ourselves just a little bit there. The blessing itself is triple. There are three parts, each predicated on the name of the Lord. The Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. Already the threeness of God's name, his Trinitarian nature, is revealed in the very way that his name is impressed upon the people. Each of the three blessings has two parts that build off the last. The second part of each blessing takes a general blessing and gives it a more specific application to the people. It begins, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee." The first part of the blessing confesses that God is the source of every good thing, and he bestows those blessings on whom he will. The blessing of God is the goodness of God in action, by which he provides all people with what they need for this body and life. And beyond that, most especially for his people, the church, he provides every spiritual blessing. He provides clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, land, animals, spouse and children, all that we have. And in the same way, he also calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us and keeps us in the one true faith. He keeps us and guards us and protects us from every evil, plan, and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. He is the defender and protector of his people. And it is in him that we find our rest. And so the blessing then continues, "The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee." This second part of the blessing shows that the particular blessing that God gives to his people is a personal manifestation, a manifestation of his favor and his grace. The face of God is a metaphor for the personality of God as he is turned towards man. It is an expression of his disposition towards us. God's face can be turned against the sinner in wrath, as when God declares of those who practice human sacrifice, any one of the people of Israel, or the strangers who sojourn in Israel, who give any of his children to Molech, shall surely be put to death. I myself set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among the people. Or when Aaron's sons violated the tabernacle, we read, fire came out from the face of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the face of the Lord. But here, to his people, who are his by grace, his face doesn't burn like fire, but it shines like sunlight, shining with love, full of life and goodness. It is a declaration of God's disposition towards us, sending rays of mercy into the heart in need of salvation, and makes it the recipient of his grace. And finally, the blessing concludes, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Here lifted up, shedding forth his rays of mercy, his blessing, the warmth of his love shines down upon the sinner and penetrates his entire being with its miraculous power. He gives his people peace and salvation, a full assurance that they have been rescued from the curse of sin and its consequences. All of this that is spoken and applied by the priest to Israel finds its fulfillment and its completion for them and for all people beyond them in the one who bears the name of God, who is the name of God, namely Jesus. This day is the secular commemoration of the new year, but we also celebrate the circumcision and naming of our Lord, the eighth day after his birth, when he was brought under the law to fulfill it for us. This ancient blessing given to Aaron finds its perfect yes and amen in him. The angel declared, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And in that name, Jesus, which means God saves, God has truly placed his name upon his people, not just upon the Israel of old, but upon all who are baptized into Christ, as we heard from our epistle lesson. Let us consider how each part of this threefold blessing, this Trinitarian echo of God's nature, is brought to its fullest reality in the incarnation of the Son. First, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Every good gift comes from the Father of lights, is brought to its fullest reality. But now in Jesus, the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Indeed, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's blessing. He who knew no lack became poor for our sake, that we through his poverty might become rich. And he keeps us. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, who guards us from the evil one, who will never let us be snatched from his hand. In a world that changes like wind, where empires rise and fall, where our lives shift from year to year, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He keeps us in the one true faith through his word and through his sacraments, until life everlasting. Second, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known, the Apostle John says. Jesus is the radiance of the Father's glory, the exact imprint of his nature, the Epistle to the Hebrews says. In the babe of Bethlehem, in the man of Galilee, in the crucified and risen Lord, God's gracious face shines upon us, not in wrath, but in grace. For on the cross, Jesus bore the wrathful face of God, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That we might never know that forsakenness. God's grace is no longer veiled behind the curtain of the tabernacle, but revealed in the flesh of his Son. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There is the shining face of divine mercy. In him we are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And third, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Jesus lifted up his hands on the cross on the day of his resurrection, and again in blessing over his disciples as he ascends, just as Aaron once stretched out his arms over Israel, arms now eternally marked with the wounds by which he made that peace. On the cross, those arms were outstretched to reconcile heaven and earth, to make peace by the blood of his cross. He is our peace, who has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. The peace he gives is not as the world gives, fleeting and fragile, but the deep peace of sins forgiven, of death defeated, of the Father's smile resting upon us forever. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. This is why, as we step into a new year, with all its unknowns, its joys and sorrows, its changes great and small, we do not step alone or unprotected. The unchanging God has placed his name upon you in holy baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The blessing spoken of Israel is now spoken over the church, and it is no mere wish, but God's promise, sealed in the blood of the Lamb. So as the calendar turns, take heart. The world may spin wildly, but the Lord who spoke this blessing through Aaron now speaks it through his called servants, and he fulfills it in Jesus. You are blessed and kept and graced and granted peace, not because the year is new, but because the Savior is eternal. In the name of Jesus, amen. May rise for the offertory. Let us pray. O Lord, we thank thee that thy name was called Jesus, and that thou art the Savior of all men. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. To thee, therefore, we confess all our sins, in which we were conceived and born, and with which, from our youth and during the past year, we have offended thy heavenly Father. For thy name's sake, have mercy upon us, and let us find pardon and peace and joy in thee. And as thou hast brought us safely to the beginning of another year, we beseech thee, make this new year to us another year of salvation. We cross its threshold in thy name. Thy name shall be our refuge and only hiding place. Grave it upon our hearts, and let our daily experience be its gracious power and enjoy it. Thy consolation, that our prayer may be sweet incense before God. Renew our hearts and sanctify us by thy Spirit. Bless thy church which thou hast purchased with thine own blood. Give free course to thy word, that thy kingdom may be extended to the ends of the earth. Look down in mercy also upon our congregation, and preserve among us the preaching of thy pure word, and the right use of the holy sacraments. Suffer not thy word to return unto thee void, but open the hearts of the hearers to receive it with gladness, and to yield it ready obedience. Do thou in the new year bless our country and all its inhabitants. Endow those in authority with wisdom and power to administer justice and to labor for the common good. Establish peace within our borders and upon the earth. Give success, commerce, and all useful arts, and prosper the works of our hands. Favor us with seasonable weather. Give us our daily bread and preserve us from sickness and all other adversities. Crown the year with thy goodness, that thy glory may dwell in our land. Watch over our homes, bless them with peace and happiness, and grant that all parents and heads of families may govern their households in true godliness, bringing up their children in thy fear. Direct thy Spirit to thy Spirit, those young in years, adorning them with the garment of discretion, that they may grow and flourish in the garden of the Lord. Preserve the rich and prosperous from greed and selfishness and worldly pride, and the poor and needy from murmurings, envyings, and discontent. Provide for widows and orphans and all that are desolate and afflicted, and have mercy upon all sick persons. When the righteous cry, may it please thee to hear and to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under thy suffering and a happy issue of all their afflictions. As all our times are in thy hand, we commit ourselves into thy keeping. Hear us when we call upon thee. Defend us from all evil of body and soul, and bless us according to thy good pleasure. Help us in the new year to walk in newness of life, loving and doing thy commandments, so that if this year be our last on earth, we may, at the appointed hour, close our mortal life in peace and begin the great new year of eternity in thy blissful presence, where with all the angels and the elect we shall ascribe to thee blessing and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Hear us, Lord Jesus, for thy name's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, thou hast given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee in the person of thy Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
thou thy servant departed in peace, according to thy word. For my life hath seen thy give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Happy New Year. Depart in peace.